Good morning, everybody. Welcome to PM and the AM. It's so good to be with you. All right, we're talking about pursuing peace. I'm Mike Campbell. This is my lovely wife, Jada.
Good morning, everybody. So glad to have you on here with us. Sounds like I swallowed a frog or something, but don't feel bad.
Nobody would have said a word. Oh, you know, you just have
like
to.
I have that smoker's voice.
You just got to let it go. All right, so here's the gig, everybody. We're talking about pursuing peace. We're talking about living in peace. We're talking about walking in peace. We're talking about running in peace. We're talking about every day being at peace because we have chosen to leave evil, to choose good, and now we have to learn how to pursue peace.
Right. And it doesn't just come by osmosis. It comes by Jesus, pursuing, searching for peace.
Jesus said he left it for us. So we need to make sure that we're enacting it. In fact, yesterday we stopped at John 16:33. I'm going to read it again.
Okay.
He said, "These things I have spoken to you, that in me," now notice that. I love that, in me. We start hearing that in me. Boy, I'm going to tell you something right now. That's some amazing things. "In me, you may have peace." Now, okay, let's stop. This is not the peace the world is talking about. It's a different kind of peace. Mm-hmm. It's actually true peace. And you have to be in Christ in order to have this kind of peace. And if you are a member of the family of God, mm-hmm. a born-again believer, all right, then you need to be going after this and you need to be pursuing to live in peace. I mean, this is the most important thing we can do. And he says, "In me you have peace. In the world you have tribulation." We talked about it. In the world, you have trouble, you have suffering, you have persecution, and you have pain. That's what the world, hey, what a great gift the world's giving you, right? Hey, let me give you something from the world. Oh, throw some trouble their way. Give them a little suffering. Give them some persecution and some pain. But listen to me. Through all of that, when you're in Christ, you can be at peace. Jesus was at peace. And listen, the same anointing that was upon Jesus is now working in you. The same Holy Spirit's down on the inside to bring to our remembrance the word of God. So he's here to help us. So ladies and gentlemen, it's important. Jesus has already overcome the world.
That's right.
And if he's overcome the world, then we too have overcome. Now, there's a great scripture. I don't know where you're at in here, but where's that in Isaiah? Isaiah 26, is it?
The rule?
No, I was looking. All right, go ahead. Go ahead. You got a different one.
Yeah, that's a different one.
So we're
one.
On
Sorry.
A different page.
All right. So Isaiah 26.
Yeah.
It says in Isaiah 26, you will keep in perfect peace all who trust in you, all those whose thoughts are fixed on you.
All right.
It sounds a little different in NLT.
Isaiah 26 and verse 3. Mm-hmm. Significant. Mark that in your Bible. Put a little note card, stick it on your refrigerator, put it on your mirror in the bathroom. Notice what it says. You will keep him in perfect peace.
Perfect peace.
Whose mind is stayed on you because he trusts in you. Now, we have a couple of things at work there, don't we, Jada?
Yes. You know, one of the things we need to keep, you know, this is you will keep him. In other words, God will keep us in perfect peace. Whose mind is stayed on God because we trust God. We have to understand it's not, you know, the he and the you might be a little confused about who's speaking. But one thing we need to keep in mind, perfect peace, perfect in the Bible means mature, means whole, means growing in. So perfect peace is a mature peace. So that kind of tells me that we can have an immature peace. We can have a beginning of peace. We can be, when we're first born again and we're just getting the idea of what this life is like to live in Christ, we just have the beginning of peace. There's certain areas in our lives that we automatically have peace about. We have peace because we know we're saved. So we have the peace that we have eternal life. But then there are other things that happen in our lives that we have to work at, as we've talked about.
Yeah.
Pursue peace in those areas in our lives.
You know, that another translation of that, or not another translation, but part of the meaning of that word, peace there, is it literally means completeness, soundness, welfare, peace. Boy, I love that. God wants you to have completeness in your mind, but it's going to have to be on him. He wants you to have soundness in your mind, but it's going to have to be on him. You're going to have to include him in your thoughts. You're going to have your mind thinking about him. And I know what people are saying. You know, people always tell us, you know, I got to go to work. Well, good. Go to work. Do your job. But you're not thinking about your job 24/7. So when you're not thinking about your job,
right?
I think when you go to work, your mind needs to be on your job to be safe, to be sound.
Right.
Right? To be what? Safe, to be sound.
To have soundness.
But when you are not doing your job, let God be a part of your meditation.
Right.
Right? Meditate day and night. Isn't that what Joshua said over in Joshua 1:8? And we may meditate there in day and night, and then he'll make our way prosperous, and then he'll make our way good. So that's important. What do you got there?
Well, Hebrews 12:14, which we mentioned earlier in the week, it says, work at living in peace with everyone and work at living a holy life. For those who are not holy will not see the Lord. So just to remind you again, this takes work. It takes intentional thinking.
Authority, yes.
It takes authority over those thoughts that come in and take away your peace. Because we talked about what is anti-peace. Anti-peace is tribulation, trouble, suffering, persecution, emotional pain, physical pain. The things that bring you anti-peace, we need to replace those with the Word of God. But it says you have to work at it. If you work at your job to be the best at your job, you should at least do the same amount of work at being at peace and being in the Word of God. It is intentional. It is work on our part. And, you know, we've talked all week, I mean, all month at the beginning of the year about reflecting on last year. And then what can you work on this year that will make your life better? Excuse me. That will grow you in the Word of God.
That's
that will grow in your, and it says here, work at living a holy life. What are some of those things that you can work at? And I will tell you that there's probably something in your life you can work on in working on that peace.
You have to exercise righteousness. You know, there's a scripture in Timothy. Man, I wish I had time to find it, where it says that, well, my mind is going blank. I don't even know how it starts now. But bodily exercise profits little. Now, we have people this time of year that are really hammering the gym. And the gym is a necessary thing. You can tell I need to go there. But it's a necessary thing, but it only profits little. But the reason it says it only profits little is because it's only for this life. Mm-hmm. But then it says godliness profits not only in this life, but that life which is to come also. So what I'm trying to get across, or what Jade is trying to get across to you, is that we need to make sure that we exercise that godliness. And, you know, it's like exercising physically. I've got a treadmill set right over there, but we haven't put it down in several months to use it. All right. So what good is that treadmill doing if it's just sitting there? So it's not helping, is it? But here's the thing. The moment I put it down and begin to exercise on it, then it begins to become a benefit. Right. It's the same way with the Word of God. The moment you begin to speak the Word of God, you begin to meditate on the Word of God, and you speak the Word of God, you begin to listen to the Word of God. Less of the world and more of the Word. Less of the world, more of the Word. It's going to bring great benefit. And one of the greatest benefits that's going to come is peace. When you hear things, you won't have anxiety.
Right.
You won't have stress. You won't have worry. You'll begin to hear what's necessary, because God wants to do some great things in your life. All right? Go ahead, huh?
I think the Word of God is what changes everything. And I think being intentional in finding scriptures that you need to change the way you think and to change the way you live your life is going to make all the difference in the world.
Listen, if you trust in the Lord, that Isaiah 26:3, we didn't read that, but it says, you will keep him in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on you because he trusts in you. All right? God trusts you. But do you trust God? That's the issue. Do you trust the Lord? And if you trust the Lord, then give him his due, all right? And begin to move. In fact, there's a scripture in Luke. Do you got that Luke 179?
I do. And I'm looking for the New King James version of it.
All right.
So here it is. It says, through the tender mercy of our God, starting with 78, because it's a continuous thought. Through the tender mercy of our God, with which the day spring from on high has visited us, to give light to those who sit in darkness and the shadow of death, to guide our feet into the way of peace. To guide our feet.
Oh man, that's so good.
The way of
so
peace.
If you trust God, now listen, we're going to wrap it up right here. Mm-hmm. But if you trust God, ladies and gentlemen, then God will guide your feet. Mm-hmm. If you will depend on the Lord, look to the Lord, meditate on him, he will guide your feet into peace. I love that.
Yeah, yeah.
Out of the darkness where there's worry, fear, anxiety, and stress, into the light where there's peace.
Right.
Into the light where there's peace, where there's calmness, mm-hmm. where there's assurance. Are you listening to me, ladies and gentlemen?
You know, and this is a great scripture when we talk about decisions. You know, when there's decisions to be made and you're not in peace, you're stressed out. Like you said, you're stressed out, you're worried, you're troubled because you have to make a major decision. Then you need to look for the peace of God. And it says he will guide your feet into the way of peace. He will
that's
give
it.
You a peace
that's
about
it.
Whatever decision you have to make.
All right. Well, that's all the time we have for today. But I'm telling you, it's Luke 1:79, and it's a great scripture. You ought to meditate on it today. Father, thank you for the word. Thank you that it's alive and powerful. Help us, Lord, to move toward peace. Help us guide our feet into the way of peace. And we honor you and thank you for it now in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen and amen. Well, this is PM in the AM, where you receive the engrafted word that is able to change your life and destiny, if you will allow it. Make sure that you click your like, share, or follow button right
on,
down
Jay.
There so that your friends and family members can get connected with PM in the AM with a daily word of encouragement and Mike Campbell Ministries. And make sure if you're on YouTube that you subscribe now so you can follow what Mike Campbell Ministries is doing around the world.
Well, be sure and join us again tomorrow, same bat time, same bat channel, for more of Pursue Peace on PM in the AM. God bless, everybody.
God bless.